A metro area independent living complex is the site of a Legionnaire's death. An update on an arena district project in Norman, and details on how crews plug abandoned oil wells. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, August 8th. I'm Deborah Shar. A resident at an independent living complex in Midwest City has died from Legionnaire's disease. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on the efforts to eliminate the bacteria at the facility.
The resident of Autumn House Independent Living died in the hospital and had traveled out of state several times during the 3 months he lived there, the facility says. Legionnaire's disease is caused by a type of bacteria called Legionella, which was confirmed to be present at the facility. It most commonly can be spread when people breathe in mist that contains the bacteria. Autumn House says remediation will be completed August 13th by IWC Innovations. The Indianapolis-based company offers Legionella testing, remediation, and pathogen monitoring. The facility says it is, quote, very concerned about the well-being of our residents and have been working diligently with health authorities to take all appropriate steps to protect their health. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Cleveland County Commissioners took the next step in the Rock Creek Entertainment District project amid a pending court case. KGOU's Audrey McClure has details.
In April, Norman residents in favor of bringing the proposed entertainment district plan to a public vote filed a brief with the Oklahoma Supreme Court. Despite the pending case, Special Counsel David Floyd says the Recreational and Entertainment Facilities Authority is required to meet deadlines outlined in the Economic Development Agreement, which lays out the schedule of the project.
Now, while we are waiting on the challenge to be resolved by the Supreme Court, the Economic Development Agreement is still in force and effect. And the reason for that is that the filing of an appeal of and by itself does not undo the district court's ruling.
In order to meet the October 1st deadline of submitting planned horizontal infrastructure to the City of Norman, the authority has to submit a request for a quote to solicit design, building, and operating services. Once the request is made public, there will be a 60-day response window before the authority will start negotiations with qualified bidders. I'm Audrey McClure.
Over the next few months, state lawmakers will gather at the Capitol to hear interim studies. These issues could turn into bills during the next legislative session. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports on one of the focuses of education studies this year, teacher employment.
If scheduled, a study on an incentive pay option for teachers would be held by Ada Representative Ronnie Johns and Edmond Senator Adam Pugh. It would explore the implementation of an opt-in incentive pay structure for teachers. Pugh is also looking to analyze the cost of the flexible benefit allowance for teachers, which is a state-paid benefit that covers health insurance costs. And amid the state's ongoing teacher shortage, Elgin Representative Tony Hassenbach aims to explore teacher recruitment efforts and outcomes in Oklahoma. Interim studies have been approved by chamber leadership, but they must be scheduled at the discretion of their committee's chair to be heard. All hearings are open to the public and live-streamed. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Thousands of oil wells have been abandoned in Oklahoma over the years. Anna Pope visited three sites in the Deep Fork Wildlife Refuge to see how the Well Done Foundation plugs wells.
Orphaned oil wells are among the trees and sticking out of the Deep Fork River. Wells like these pose a big risk to groundwater quality and environmental safety.
So the deal was, back in the day, the riverbank was out there. And now the riverbank is not out there. It's over here, right?
That's Curtis Shuck, the foundation's founder. He says it usually takes about a week, 20 people and tens of thousands of dollars for the group to plug a well. While working at a site, Shuck hauls what looks like a space-age vacuum leaf blower to measure how much methane is belching from a pipe sticking out of the ground.
Just because the well may not be leaking today doesn't mean that tomorrow won't be a different story.
The group then feeds a cable down a roughly 2,100-foot deep hole and goes through other steps before capping it with plugging material like cement. In a two-week window, Shuck says the foundation has three wells on the target list. In the Deep Fork Wildlife Refuge, I'm Anna Pope.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.